calling Dorothy Jane with E-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids and to reconcile with his wife. I am really concerned because I'm afraid that one of the things that's happened now that it's been comfortably over a year since I've been able to speak with my kids, what's going to happen when eventually they know about me? I'm sure, you know, I'm kind of guessing that they know I exist. One day, especially considering the amount of information that's online, it's on CDs and DVDs and USB drives that I've sent and even tablet computers, they'll eventually know about me and ask, why was the dad trying to reconcile with the mom and the door remained closed by the mom? I don't know how you answer that now, and it concerns me about how this will be answered in the future. I want to work with you on that. I would rather have them in the future say, look, mom and dad had trouble for years, and due to the grace of God, in obedience to the Lord, they reconciled with each other. I would think that would be a marvelous role model to set before them. Because the other model is less than ideal. So, again, as I've asked several times in the last couple days, please come up with a suggestion. What can we do to break down this barrier? Even just put a little kink in it, just a little something to open some kind of door of dialogue. You know, unfortunately, your dad sometimes would come to the table. But, I mean, the scripture scares him. That's clear. He will not deal with the scripture when it's blatantly clear. And apparently that's the role model that my wife is following. And I'm concerned that that's the role model being taught to my kids. No, I'm sorry. That's not the role model of someone who wants to be obedient to Christ. So please, offer a suggestion. Let's turn this tension into celebration, please. Dorothy Jane, I really do love you. I don't think you understand that, but Dorothy Jane, I love you.